survey of workers in the Milwaukee area is giving us an idea of their attitudes towards sexual harassment in the workplace. It was conducted by Tempo Milwaukee, a professional networking group for women who hold leadership positions. And it found that the vast majority of men and women have talked about the Me Too movement in the past year, that males' perceptions of sexual harassment have changed, and that about half of those surveyed have adjusted their behaviors around the opposite sex out of concerns of being accused of sexual harassment. Tempo says the results, while not scientific, show that more can be done to promote discussion of Me Too issues between men and women. And what do you think? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Has your workplace changed with regard to sexual harassment during the Me Too era? Have you changed your own behavior at work out of concerns of not knowing what's okay and what's not? Have you talked about the Me Too movement with your boss, employees, or coworkers? Or has your workplace changed any policies in the wake of Me Too? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jennifer Dirks is the president and CEO of Tempo Milwaukee, and she joins us from our Milwaukee studios. Jen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Judith. Thank you for having me, and thank you for providing another platform to really continue this important conversation on the Me Too movement.
Well, I don't want to get too bogged down in the mechanics of the survey, but since it's not scientific, give us a general idea of how this survey worked and on what you're basing the results.
Sure. So this was really a second iteration of the, or in response to the first survey that we put out about a year ago, when the Me Too movement was really making and capturing headlines across the nation. We put out our first survey and surveyed our Tempo Milwaukee members on their reactions to the Me Too movement in the workplace. And I think it was important with the second iteration of the survey that we provided a perspective, a one-year retrospective of what had happened since the Me Too movement, and really providing a voice for men. So we partnered with a couple of different organizations here in Milwaukee to help provide that male perspective. The other part of the first survey that we really looked at was this 34% of our members that took the survey, the first survey, reported that they believed, 34% of them believed that there would be unintended consequences to the Me Too movement. And so this survey really validated that belief. And we believed it was important to have both genders really provide their voice.
And let's dig into those unintended consequences. What kind of things were you hearing from the people who took the survey? Let's start perhaps with the men, as you said.
Yeah. So I think one of the biggest findings that we had, and I'm going to really focus on maybe four key findings of the survey in general. The first one that I pulled from was sexual harassment is less prevalent in the workplace. 36% of the women that took the survey, 50% of men said that this was the case. I believe that that stems from a lot more education, a greater awareness of the Me Too movement. And companies are really looking at putting sexual harassment policies in place. The second key finding was sexual harassment is still a topic that is being discussed among both sexes. So 97% of women and 83% of men felt this way. And then, you know, you had talked about kind of the perceptions that have changed for better and for worse, according to the survey. Men reported that they are more aware, they're more empathetic, they're more sensitive to women in the workplace. And then still, you know, we found that many men are feeling a bit more anxious, possibly, and cautious with their interactions with females. How would their interactions be perceived? And then the final one, which I think that we really want to focus on and you had alluded to, was the survey about the unintended consequences of the Me Too movement, and both positive and negative. So if you look at the negative, most men that took our survey acknowledged this idea around guilty until proven innocent mentality and this exclusion of women because of potential consequences or backlash.
And so exclusion of women in what sense? Are we talking socially, professionally, both?
Yeah. So it was from this perspective, it was really professionally in the workplace. And men and women also talked about feeling alienated. And I think that was one of the biggest surprises for me personally, that and a concern that if women are feeling alienated and that men are adjusting their behavior or avoiding women altogether because of their nervousness or their cautiousness about the unintended consequences.
And I want to go back to something that you said, Jen. You said that men and women are both talking a lot about Me Too, but who are they talking to?
Yeah, so this was an interesting statistic. So I had reported that 97% of women and the 83% of men say that sexual harassment is a topic that's being discussed. But among men, they're talking with their peers. They're not talking to women. And so we kind of try to dig a little bit deeper and try and understand the why behind that. And what we found was that, and what the survey said, was that the stigma still exists and it's a taboo subject for men to approach with women. And they feel much more comfortable having that conversation with their male peers in the workplace.
We're talking with Jennifer Dirks right now. She's president and CEO of Tempo Milwaukee. And we're talking about a survey that group did looking at sexual harassment policies and reactions in the wake of Me Too. And a listener on Facebook wrote, "I realized a lot more women and men in my circle of friends and family didn't care. They see reporting sexual harassment that didn't, quote, physically harm you as attention seeking and probably asked for it." She said, "It's disheartening. Apart from people who I know personally, it's really very sad to see role models, celebrities, politicians, etc., publicly speaking against the empowerment of the Me Too movement." So it sounds like there has been maybe more conversation about it, as this listener is saying, but not necessarily always a big shift in how people are viewing sexual harassment and what it is and what it's not.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I think we kind of heard the same things. I think from a positive perspective for the consequences or, you know, the results of this from a women's perspective, and this listener alluded to that, was that women are feeling empowered and they are having the opportunity to speak out. But then we also heard from a majority of women that they were saying that men are feeling blamed and this shouldn't be a reflection on all men. And so I think that was one of the key results of the survey that we, that our members took as well.
Jen, did you get a sense from the responses to the survey how many companies or workplaces are being more vocal, are being not just assuming people know how to act, but laying out clearer policies so maybe people would feel a little more comfortable that they know what parameters are okay?
So one of the things that we heard from our organizations is that they are, again, building greater awareness and education. I think there is a greater movement towards installing policies and procedures. I think there was even a gray area around what is the true definition of sexual harassment in the workplace. And I think there, from what we've heard and what we've seen with our survey results, is that more and more companies are having those conversations. There is a great deal of education. They're dusting off their old policies from, you know, the 80s or the 90s, and they're really bringing this to the forefront. And I think that's a positive movement for organizations in the Milwaukee area.
And as we start to wrap up, Jen, it's been 17 months since the first Harvey Weinstein accusations came out. You did a follow-up a year after that, and now this. What do you hope to see in the next year or a couple years on this issue of sexual harassment?
Yeah, so I think the one thing that we really find positive is, and you know, this is, again, providing a platform, but our second survey, our first survey, really helped to provide that dialogue and continue those conversations. I think that it is important for Tempo to not only represent the female voice in our community, but also, you know, what goes beyond that? How are we cascading that message to our employers? How are we taking that home and having those important conversations around the dinner table?
And we'll need to leave it there. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. Jennifer Dirks is the president and CEO of Tempo Milwaukee. They did a recent survey on sexual harassment in the workplace in the Me Too era, and she joined us from our Milwaukee studios.